Brother Watkins, File Nigger Buffalo.
Hey, what's happening, File Nigger Buffalo?
Brother Moses, you on?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Good.
Mike, what you put on that grill this weekend?
Oh, man, I did some beef short ribs, man.
I need to get that recipe, brother.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Good morning, my good brothers, and welcome to another edition of our corporate and collective and continuous prayer cycle. How good and pleasant it is for us to come together telephonically and share this very special time of information, inspiration, and encouragement. We humble ourselves every day as members of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated to intercede on behalf of our entire brotherhood. What a joy it is to hear the joyful noise of the brothers who sign on a daily basis as we fortify our faith and bolster our belief in the bread of life. We thank God for each of you. We're especially delighted always to have those that lead us at the state level, the chapter level, at the district level, and at our international level, members of our Supreme Council and our grand offices, both current and past. We thank God for each of you. Our numbers are increasing. We had a little drop off yesterday. We were in the triple digits until yesterday. We dropped down to 93. But I'm proud and hopeful that we will continue reaching out to other brothers and inviting them and encouraging them to join us every day at 6:30 Eastern Standard Daylight Time for a time of prayer. We encourage each of you that will to get your prayer requests in before 9 p.m. each night, before the morning ensues, to be bold and bodacious with God and by proffering your requests through that channel so that we might get a chance to collate these prayer requests and praise reports and present them in such a way as will make sense not only to the hearer, but also to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless each of you for what you do. We're always delighted. I think Bishop Staccato Powell is on the line. I think I hear him in the background. Always delighted to have him on the phone with us. We look forward to his prayer call that begins at 7 o'clock each day following this prayer call. And we're always delighted to have our immediate past Grand Bosslers on the phone. I think I've heard him on the phone sign on. Brother Dr. Antonio F. Knox, who will join us now and give us whatever salient comments he'd like for us to have. So, brothers, I ask now that you would respectfully rise in spirit as I deliciously am delighted to present to us our immediate past Grand Bosslers, Dr. Tony F. Knox. Dr. Knox, you have the phone, sir.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor.
Amen.
Good morning, brothers. Brothers, this is the beginning of a new day. God has given this day to use as we will. We want to do something good with it. As we come together, touching and agreeing, we're doing that. We're doing what the Lord will have us to do. And we're being blessed by it in so many ways. We see the storms are passing over without injuries to the brothers and our families. We see that the storms are coming in and shutting down conferences, but allowing our ladies to get home safely without any hurt, harm, or danger. We're seeing so many different examples that the Lord has blessed us and continues blessing us each day. Each day that we come together with this gift that he's given us, it's our chance to do something good, because when tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving in its place something that we've traded for. So, brothers, let's continue being who we are and doing what we do. We're the ones, we're the trendsetters. We're the ones that's going to have an impact on this election. We're the ones that's going to change what's going on with our young people. We're the ones that's going to be called on to make a difference for our community. We're blessed every day, and everyone that's a part of this call is a history maker, and it's up to us to share it with others. Let's make tomorrow an even bigger day. Let's make Thursday the biggest day that we've had in some time. Let's break the record. Let's everybody find a brother to come on the call. I get texts sometime before 6:30, so that means brothers are up. So let's give brothers a chance. Let's give them a chance to come and try what we've been blessed with. And if they come and try it, They'll be here with us, and they'll go back and share. Again, brothers, I'm preaching to the choir. Please go back and sing for the rest of the brotherhood. Brothers, I thank you every day for what you do and for the difference that you're making. And please know that I love you all.
Dr. Knox, we're encouraged by your words always, and we thank you for the fellowship they have with you and your dedication and faithfulness to this effort. God bless you and Angela and all the members of the Knox family. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor.
My brothers, I would quickly remind us that today is the third Wednesday of the month of July, and as it and has been our custom for the last several months, we join the brothers of the 12th District. Our time is 9:30 that we'll come together on this same prayer line, but it will be 6:30 on the West Coast. And Brother Michael Brown will lead that prayer effort this morning at 9:30 our time and 6:30 his time there in California. Please join us. Same dial-in information, and we pray that God will bless us and join us if you have the wherewithal to do it. I will not be able to join you today. My wife is preparing for surgery tomorrow, and I'll be with her for her pre-op preparation and ask that you would pray for her and pray for me and the family. God bless you as we go into this time of meditation and prayer. Let us, first of all, pray for our good brother, Bishop Carter. Brother Bishop Carter is traveling at this moment to Baltimore to be with his family as they had a death and will not join us this morning. And so if it's all right with you all, I will continue this time of meditation and prayer in his absence as we pray for him as he travels. My brothers,
amen.
Today we are.
Amen.
My brothers, today we're in the book of Isaiah again. This is walk number 199. And today is 7:17. If you're a fraternity brother, you understand that's a flip, 7 and 17. So today is 7:17, and we praise God for this day. The title of this section of Isaiah is called Woe Unto Them, covering chapters 13 through 16 of the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah is the longest book of the prophets and is the most exhaustive of the four major prophets. As you know, the Bible has two sections on prophecy, the major and minor prophets. There are four major prophets, and there are 12 minor prophets. And Isaiah is the major of the major prophets. Look at his book. In similar style to our Bibles with two testaments, Isaiah is divided into two sections, chapters 1 through 39 and chapters 40 to 66. Yes, you heard it right, 66 chapters, just like the 66 books of the Bible. 39 chapters, 1 through 39, just like the 39 books of the Old Testament or Hebrew scriptures. And then the remaining 27 chapters of Isaiah, just like the New Testament or the Christian scriptures. What a coincidence, or maybe that's a design. Isaiah addresses his people who had lived in a system with extended families and a clan system where every member was taken care of by the entire community. In that system, before Isaiah was born, that system, there were no cases of extreme poverty or excessive wealth in the hands of a few. People had all things in common. The people of God that shared in that community had all things in common. However, that system evolved when Isaiah began to prophesy into an economy that was more centralized, and the wealth of the elite came to be the detriment of the majority of the ordinary citizens. Wickedness replaced righteousness. And this is the system that Isaiah prophesied to. God lifted up this man, Isaiah, to be a prophet, to talk to the people who were doing well and to talk to the people who were not doing the right thing. We are all familiar with Isaiah. He's called the eagle-eyed prophet. He could see the doom and gloom of God's people. He could see the doom and gloom of those who were unrighteous. There was obvious and overt rejection of God's absolute sovereignty over human affairs, over reliance on human resources, both political, economic, and military. And people had begun to lean to their own understanding and were not acknowledging God in any of their ways. And so God blesses the people of God. God blesses the people of Israel in chapter 12, just preceding our time together today, with four things that come out of that text for me that bring us into the text for us today. The text yesterday says that God was going to bless us. And if we lean on God, if we rely on God, first of all, it will take us to heaven. Heaven is the promised domicile of those that are righteous upon their death. He takes us to heaven. Salvation is the key that opens the door to the kingdom of God that eventually leads all of his followers to heaven. And so following God, following the Lord, following Jehovah will first take us to heaven. But also following God will take us into holiness. That's what God desired of his people. From the beginning of the book of Isaiah chapter 1 all the way through our time together today, chapter 12, which preempts chapters 13 through 16, God wants us to know that holiness is the design that he has for his people. If we live holy, we will make a difference. If we live holy and righteous lives, there will be a desire to serve the Lord continually because there are benefits in living a holy and righteous life. So following God will take us to heaven, will take us to holiness. And then thirdly, it will take us into harvest. The seeds that we plant of righteousness, the seeds that we plant of holy and just living, the life that we live, where we dedicate time to the Lord and meditation and prayer and serving humanity as we do as Omega Men, will lead into a time of harvest. We will reap in this season what we have sown. So being a part of God's kingdom, being a part of the followers of God, will first of all take us to heaven. It will take us into holiness. It will then take us into harvest, but finally it will take us into the house of God. We have to worship. We have to attend and be a part of the church. I told the chaplains last week, the district chaplains, as we met together in retreat, that every Omega Man ought to be a part of a house of worship. Every Omega Man ought to be dutiful in praying and worshiping and reading scripture so that we emphasize our Christian manhood. It will take us not only to our individual abodes, but will lead us on a regular basis to the house of God. Chapter 12 suggests that living righteous will take us to heaven, take us into holiness, take us into harvest, take us into the house of the Lord. But in those chapters that come behind our scriptures for today, chapters 13 through 16, Isaiah turns his verbal prophetic missiles upon the Gentile nations of Babylon and Moab, which will melt away before the furnace of God's wrath for their opposition to God's people and God's plan. It's an eviction notice to Babylon and Moab, which preceded the downfall of Babylon and desolation of Moab. When you read the verses that appear in chapters 13 through 16, God is telling them that your time of being unjust to God's people is narrowing to an end. We do know that Babylon and Moab were strong kingdoms before they disobeyed God, before they did not accept the God of the Israelites as they walked in their own willful way, and soon they met their destruction and their downfall and their desolation. My brothers, we learn from these chapters, all of the books that lead up to our time together today, that if you follow the Lord, you will be saved. But if you follow anything or anyone else, you will be lost. And my brothers, that is the very best I can do at 6:30 in the morning. Praise God for his word. Brothers, let us now go to the Lord. To the Lord in prayer. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, how thankful we are for your presence with us on this call, your presence with us in our lives, and your blessings that you have bestowed upon us from the beginning of our lives, rocking our cradles into this very present moment. We thank you, God, that last night was not our last night, and that when we rose this morning, our beds were not our cooling boards, and our covers were not our winding sheets. And our eyes were not rolled back in the yellow sockets of death. But you have allowed us yet another moment, another time, to come together in prayer and to praise your holy and righteous name. We thank you, God, that we can come together and calibrate our workmanship and we can celebrate your lordship and communicate with each other through relationships and stimulate ourselves because of who you are in our lives as the Savior of all of humanity. We thank you for being God, for being good, and for being our guard and guide in everything that we do. Thank you so much. We realize, God, without you, nothing exists, and with you, all things are and will become. We thank you, God. We pray now that you would give us the sensitivity to notice others and the love to care for others, the time to sacrifice for others, and the resources to make a difference in the lives of others. We ask you, God, for the perseverance to endure with others and the faith to hope and the drive to succeed. Gracious God, our Father, we pray for aggressive ways to end social diseases that bring on emotional and physical non-wellness. Bless us, our Father. Sometimes we are overwhelmed and exhausted from the dailiness of life, the painful routines of caring for others in addition to caring for ourselves. We pray, God, that you would take away the pains associated with pride and prejudice. Help us, God, as we go forth in your name. God, as sometimes Brother Gumby prays, we pray for our senior brothers, those who have spent half of their lives as Omega men and those who have reached the wonderful age of 70 and beyond, like Brother Rudy Boone from Winston-Salem, who will this week turn 92. Oh, how we thank you. Give him and others the strength of Caleb, who remarked that he felt as good at age 85 as he did when he was 45. God, give us that kind of endurance, that kind of strength. We thank you now, God, for those who are living long lives, our grand Basilei, who are living long lives, like Ed Brannan, who deserves our prayers. And God, we lift him to you now. God, help us not to minimize or trivialize this time of prayer, but to realize that with our collective and corporate prayer, that more things are possible because we do believe. God, we pray for our brothers who are distracted and disturbed because of disease and disaster and dysfunction and discomfort and disappointment and sometimes even death. We pray for those who themselves or members of their family or concentric circle of contact or scheduled for surgery. We ask that you would give the medical teams precision and recall of their training so that they might have the best result. And God, we know that all things are in your hands. Gracious God, we pray for those who have been victimized by violence, those who have been traumatized by tragedy and trouble. Help us to remember that these light afflictions are not worthy to be compared with the weightier glory which shall be revealed. Gracious God, we pray for Brother Derek Carter and all those who are chapter chaplains who stand in the gap for their chapters, and for those who are state chaplains and for those who are district chaplains as they stand in the gap daily for the members of our fraternity. Gracious God, we pray for healing and restoration of the mother, Brother Jeffrey King of Pioneer Chapter 95, brother, whose mother is our sister and one of my personal best friends, Sister Althea McQueen King, who pledged Alpha Chapter at Delta Sigma Theta in 1965, who has recently suffered a stroke. God, we pray for her healing, and we pray for her restoration. Gracious God, we lift all those who have been stricken with illnesses. We pray for the 12th District Representative, Brother Charles Peavy, the Peavy family, and the brothers at the Phi Iota Chapter in Phoenix, Arizona, as Brother Peavy continues to rest easy in hospice. We pray for healing and restoration of health of our good brother, Brother Dr. Maurice Gross of Rho Iota Chapter in Long Beach, California, who is undergoing very aggressive chemotherapy for stage 4 lung cancer. Gracious God, we pray for healing and restoration for our brother Paul Sarge Hodson of Tau Tau Chapter, Los Angeles, California, who also suffered a stroke recently and has begun therapy 2 days ago to bring him to complete restoration. God, we pray for Brother Robert Clark, the chaplain of Rho Iota Chapter in Long Beach, for his strength and encouragement concerning personal matters. God, we lift up Bessie Johnson, whose chemo treatments for bone cancer is adversely affecting her other organs, and we keep in prayer her prayer giver, our brother, Brother Rafer Johnson, who joins us on the call on a regular basis. We also pray for Shannon Johnson, who has some health issues. the son of Brother Rafer Johnson. It's his youngest son. Gracious God, we lift up and pray for Mrs. Roberta Sumners, who suffered a heart attack this past Sunday and is in ICU at Capital Health Hospital in Hopewell, New Jersey. God, we pray for her. Sister Summers is the mother of our own brother, Brother Jeff Sumners. God, we pray for Betty Collins James, who had surgery for colon cancer and is now recuperating in New York Lawrence Presbyterian Hospital. God, we pray for Lonnie Broomfield, who recently underwent surgery, that you would perfect the healing in and of his body. God, we lift up former district chaplain, Brother Reverend James Edwards, whose granddaughter Corin needs our support, that you would take care of her so that Brother Edwards does not have to worry about his granddaughter. Thank you, God, for answering our prayers. God, we lift up Brother Marvin Broadwater Sr., the state rep from the state of Georgia, whose family is beleaguered with many challenges, health challenges, his daughter-in-law, his mother. Praise God. We thank you, God, in advance for what you're going to do to answer our prayers for healing, for restoration, and for care in the name of Jesus. Gracious God, we lift up and we pray for the healing and comfort for the families of Brother Carl Robinson of Cyro Chapter and his wife, Latoya Thompson Robinson. They were both shot and killed yesterday at the hands of someone who was mentally ill. Oh God, touch those families now. And God, we pray, as we always do recently, for those who are beleaguered with mental health challenges and for those that cannot pursue help themselves. Help us to be in the right place so that we might urge them to therapy and to therapy and to help that is beyond their own means, God, to get them back to wholeness. Thank you, God, for intervention on the part of the brothers. Brothers, you're on my mind, a wonderful ministry. God, bless that ministry as we reach out to even more brothers and their families who are suffering from mental illness. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you. And we pray for healing and comfort for the family, the Robinson family and the Thompson family. God, we lift up District Chaplain Brother Cyril Guerra, who always recently has asked for us to pray for his son. God, we lift up Jordan to you now. Oh, God, grant him direction and grant him protection and deliverance from the challenges that he's facing. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for all issues that have been advanced throughout this week and even the days before. So, God, we thank you in advance for answering our prayer, for hearing us. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you. So help us, God, to live so that when that summons comes for us to join that innumerable caravan which moves to that mysterious realm where he shall take his chamber in the silent halls of death. Help us, God. Help us, God, not to go out like a quarry slave at night, scourged to its dungeon, but sustained and soothed by an unfaltering trust. Yes, God, help us. When we walk in the pathway of duty, and if we have worked for the close of our days, we know that we shall see the great King in his beauty. When we've walked that last mile of the way, when we finished our 500-mile trek and we come to that last mile, yes, when we've gone the last mile of the way, we can rest at the close of the day, and we know there are joys that await us when we have gone the last mile of the way. So, gracious God, we thank you. Make us, mold us, hear us, help us, and hold us, and heal us. In the name of Jesus. And God, will be so careful to give your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. We pray all this in the name of that man. Yes, that man that was falsely accused by the priests and betrayed by his own friends and slapped in his face and pierced in his hands and nailed in his feet. That man who was blasphemed by the public and forsaken by his own father. We thank you, God, for that man. It's in that man's name that we pray, that woolly-haired, bloodshot-eyed, dark-skinned Palestinian Jew, that bad Negro from Nazareth named Jesus. We pray in his name. We pray in that name. And all the brothers on the line join me in saying amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.